Well, here we are. We're back. And hey, what a good-looking audience. My goodness, a lot of folks. Hey, you folks ready to party?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, I mean, it's awful quiet out there for New Year's Eve. Hey, that's a party already. I mean, I heard L.A. was laid back, but come on. You know, we got a pretty heavy duty rhythm section back here. We've got Andy Simpkins and, boy, I'm telling you, John Dentz on drums, Andy Simpkins on bass. Joe Farrell, as I mentioned, was the first face I saw as I came through the door. And what a face behind all of those reeds there.
Something to adore.
For sure. So, let's hear it from Chick Corea and the friends. Chick, on, of course, on keyboards. So what are you going to do first, Chick?
We're going to do a waltz. Oh, can I talk in here? We're going to do a waltz called Mirror Mirror. That was recorded a lot of different ways, and we're going to do it another way now with the trio and with Joe.
Great.
Okay?
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Mirror, mirror. Yeah. Hey, that's it. What's next?
George requested a blues.
George requested a blues.
Yeah. So we got this this lick that Coltrane used to play. It's not really a tune. It's just a melody that he used to play on the blues. And so I call it the Trans Blues.
Oh, great.
Okay? Is that all right?
Straight ahead.
All right.
Trains Blues. Yeah. Yeah, Chick. All right. George Duke. You guys go on the road together? Oh, I want to tell you.
Sure.
Stanley, look out. See? Got another duo going. Say, let's hear some noise over there. Are you guys ready for New Year's? Huh?
This is a serious concert.
Very serious. What are you drinking? Seriously.
What is this? Guess what that is.
What is that?
No, they're supposed to guess.
That's apple juice. All right. Say, we are coming up. We've got about 5 minutes or so before the future is upon us. And it should be fun. So I see they're passing out those good champagne glasses and all that. Everybody got a glass that they can raise high and toast? Well, one thing I've been talking to Chick all day, practically, and most of this evening. We've had a lot of fun together. And I really think this is a really warm place to spend in an evening and certainly a New Year's Eve. What do you think? You think it is? Huh? All right. We got 5 more minutes to midnight? All right. Thank you, Tim Owens. 5 more minutes to midnight. Well, you know, one of the things that Tim and I, Jake and I were talking about was the fact that this is a really great place to create music. And I mentioned to the audience that's listening to us on the satellite all over the world that one of the things that they're going to be listening to here, as opposed to what they heard in the other locations in Philadelphia and in Austin, Texas, is what happens when musicians get together on a New Year's Eve. Now, I think this is a little different, as a matter of fact. I know it's a little different from everything that we've ever presented on Jazz Alive, because it's always from a club or it's from some public place. And this is a very intimate and a small, select, beautiful group. And so everybody's smiling now, right? Yeah, well, you are beautiful. All right, you are beautiful. Can I get an amen? All right. Hey, listen, it's about time. You've done something rather special that we looked at that kind of brings us up into New Year's. But why don't you sit down at the piano and just play a little something before we come into that? Or would you rather do it over at one of the other keyboards?
I think there's time enough to play.
Just got about 3 minutes. We can, sure. You want to do that? Yeah, just do a chorus. Sure. Well, what this is about is everybody has this lady here but me. Mine's 3,000 miles away. And tonight's her birthday, so that's a drag. So I'm gonna, her name is Theodora, and so we're going to wish her a happy birthday just going into the New Year's, like this. Thank you. It's just about coming up to time, and it is now Happy New Year to you! All right!
Thank you. Thank you.
playing his new soprano saxophone. Andy Simpkins on the bass, and you were playing the piano.
Yeah.
Right, and did you tell everyone that was George, that last tune just before New Year's?
No, I didn't.
We forgot to tell everybody that was George Duke.
That playing, sure was George Duke.
Playing the piano, and I was over there on the mini Moog.
Right.
And that's that was all of us on that one.
That was fun.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It doesn't seem like New Year, does it?
Well, we've got a lot of things coming up, and we're going to hear more of George, and we're going to hear Stanley Clarke, and we've got we're going to take a break for a moment because we're going to continue after this 10-second pause for station identification. From Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Austin, Texas, and Anchorage, Alaska, this is Jazz Alive's New Year's Eve celebration on NBC. We're going to listen to the sound of George Duke and Stanley Clarke because Stanley was playing the mini Moog and doing lots of other things other than playing the bass a little while ago. You guys had a big hit in 1981. Are you going to do it again in 1982, bigger and better? She's shaking her head. Right. Sure. Sure. So come on over to the piano, George, and let's see what we can get on. Stanley Clarke on bass, George Duke on one of those keyboards. I don't know what he... What are you going to play, George? Which instrument?
I don't know. I think I'm going to...
Just take a pitch. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. George and Chick are going to make up their minds which of the several keyboard instruments they're going to play. I got a new Yamaha over there we were talking about earlier, and lots of other good things. Stanley Clarke. All right. Little old hit maker. I hear you calling. Who's pouring the champagne? Somebody's pouring the champagne. Yeah. Can I get an amen? Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah?
What is that? Yeah, we've got all kinds of things on the satellite this trip. Thought Herbie wasn't going to show. Something easy going down. Thank you.
Guys like that playing blues like that, Philadelphia and Boston. Philadelphia and Boston, and you play the blues like that? All right. Chick, what do we got coming up next? I guess we're going to have some singing for a change. We haven't had any singing yet, except for Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, we're going to have Gail come up and do a piece we used to do called 500 Miles High.
And all right.
It's a piece that I used to play with Stanley years ago in the original ITF band. And Joe Farrell's going to join us, and Don Elias, and Charlie Breckline.
All right. So, 500 Miles High?
Thank you. Thank you. Playing, or the firelight, or the dancing. Thank you.
We were listening to Don Elias on percussion, Tommy Breckline on drums, Stanley Clough on bass, Joe Farrell on soprano saxophone, and of course, Gail Moran singing the words there. We're going to hear more from Gail shortly. As a matter of fact...
This is Marnie Isaacs in Anchorage, Alaska. We've been listening to 1982 come into the lower 48. We've got over an hour to go, though, and Alaska has one more time zone west of us, bearing time, so... We'll be staying up a little bit later. Happy New Year to all from Anchorage, Alaska.
Thanks, Monty. That's Monty in Anchorage, Alaska, and they do have a little time to go before they welcome the New Year in. That's terrific. Say, New Year's already happened here, but we have someone who really had it going in 1981, and... You're going to do more of the same and even better in 1982, Stanley Clough?
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, how you been?
I've been very well. You're looking good, sounding good.
Thank you.
Beautiful, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm having fun.
Good. What do you specifically, what kinds of plans do you have for 1982?
Well, I'm about three quarters of the way through producing a Maynard Ferguson album.
Oh.
And,
what are you doing with Maynard?
Well, just making his big band sound great.
Good.
The album is superb, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We're right now at this point, we're down to the mixing stage. We're just going to start mixing in a couple of days as soon as the holidays are over.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be done real soon. Then after that, I'm going to do my own album, another one. And after that, another album with me and George Duke.
Right.
Again.
All right.
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
What kind of things are you planning to do with your own album this time?
I think,
are you writing material?
Yeah, I'm writing things this time, you know.
Uh-huh.
Right now I have about 10 or 11 songs, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see.
Right.
You know, probably write another 5 or 10 or something, mm-hmm. and then just record them all and see what happens, you know.
Well, what, as a composer now, most of us know you as a bass player, arranger, and so forth. And composition is something that you seem to be increasing your interest in. And
mm-hmm.
seem to be picking up steam in that regard. What is your direction?
I think just to do it more, you know. I still consider myself a young composer, you know. And I just noticed that the more I do it, the better I get at
mm-hmm.
it. So, you know, it's kind of, I'm just sort of following the footsteps of when I learned how to play the bass, you know, which is just the more I did it, the better I got at it, you
mm-hmm.
know, and still to this day, the more I play it, the more, you know, just the more home I feel
right.
with it, you know, and I'm doing that with my composing. As a matter of fact, this morning I got up at about 7 this morning, and, you know, I was laying in the bed and I had some ideas, you know,
uh-huh.
and I said, I wonder what'll happen. I got up, I went to the piano, and I stayed there for about 3-4 hours, ripped off three tunes.
Oh, great.
Nice tunes, too.
Yeah.
I was really happy about that. So, you know, that philosophy of just doing it over and over again really works, you know.
Well, you know, I have a system. I like mm-hmm. to write, and I have a system. Whenever I run into one of those dry spells when I really mm-hmm. want to write something, just... Nothing comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I get out my books and I really start practicing. And I
mm-hmm.
hate to practice. And I'll do anything to keep from practicing. So I say, tunes start popping out everywhere.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I've come
sure.
with all kinds of tunes.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I tell you, you know, sometimes tunes for me come out in the funniest of places, you know. Airplanes especially.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, Stanley, I wish you all the best in 1982 because you are one of those young men that I've watched from Philadelphia, and Philly is a great town as we started off our festivities from Philly tonight,
mm-hmm.
and Jazz Alive is going to have to do something on all of you monsters that came out of Philly, and see if we can't focus on that a little
That'd be nice. I'd actually like to see a lot of those old friends of mine, you know. It'd be nice to see them all in one room and play again together, you know, which would be really nice. Maybe that's a great idea.
Good. Well, listen, we'll call on you. We'll see if we can't get that together, because, you know, I keep talking to Jimmy Heath. He plays the tune of mine called We Need Peace and We Need Love. And it's kind of apropos for this time of year. But he reminds me all the time of the tremendous amount of talent that has come out of Philly and how proud he is of many of the young fellows like yourself who came out after he did.
Yeah, that city, I remember when I was younger, had a great... just a music line all throughout that city. You know, I remember as a kid, in the school systems and all that. I don't know whether they still have that scene there today, but I remember if you wanted to learn how to play an instrument, there was always a teacher available or some sort of school that you could go to.
Well, they're going
to
be coming to you.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you very much, Stanley, and Happy New Year.
Okay, same to you, huh?
All right. Well, you know, we tried to put some timing together for this thing, and that's all shot to the wind.
Well, listen, that's the way New Year's is supposed to go. Let's have a party, you know.
It was great playing with Stanley again, and we hadn't played together for a little while, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
Stanley.
We played all that what to us is now old music, you know, but it came to life again. Farrell there, I really enjoyed it. But anyway, this next segment, we're going to, I'm going to do something real special to begin with. There's a friend of mine named Tony Cohen.
Uh-huh.
He's a writer, great writer. He used to play drums with Bud Powell years ago.
Oh, really?
And he knew Bud.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, he's been writing some lyrics to my songs. We've been doing some projects. But aside from that, he's just a great writer. And he wrote a piece, which is hard to describe. It's a piece which is called The Flame.
Mm-hmm.
It's a piece of improvisational writing.
Mm-hmm.
And we started messing around with the idea of him reading this this text of his while I improvise some sounds and some kind of piano music behind him. So we're going to do this. It's a piece that I call From Nothing, as far as the music goes, because it comes from is Tony getting ready now?
Right.
It's a piece called From Nothing, because it means from a place of no reference to anything else in the world or the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's just from nothing that the music comes. And the title of these excerpts that he's going to do is called The Flame.
The Flame.
Yeah. So we're going to start out with that, and immediately after, we're going to invite Gail up here, Gail Moran, to do a beautiful song that she wrote that I think is very apropos for the new year.
Good. We'll talk to her about that, but let's hear The Flame.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we get into that now?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Okay, Chick Corea, and this is really going to be something a little different from what we've been doing all evening, and we're kind of looking forward to another kind of improvisation. The whole improvisatory aspect of jazz is something that Chick is very much into these days, although he too is beginning to write things down in the European style and get things going so that other people can play his music in the same way that so many players are playing La Fiesta and 500 Miles and many of the other well-known compositions of his. He's written all these piano pieces and doing some tremendous things with him. But right now, he's working his way to the piano so that he can do the kind of improvisation he was just speaking of a moment ago.
There is a pulse, a rhythm, unseen but felt. Not sensory, but biological, that animates this universe. An essential wavelength, both within and without the human body, that gives all life its characteristic tone, tenor, resilient thrum, and provides the harmonics of recognition that allow one person to dance and the other join in. One person speak, the other listen. One sing and the other smile. One think, the other look up. An interpenetrating resonance shared by all life forms that vibrates up and down the periodic table, embracing both the grossest matter, such as bombs and stone, and the flimsiest, subtlest emanations of thought. And not far from its headwaters, fork the twin rivers of music and language. a synchronous flow, rhythmic in nature, that animates both arts and charges them with power. I awaken to dream, and it is through the shaping and elaboration of this waking dream that I come to understand my own existence. With each inhalation, the world floods into me whole, flower and star and night and seed, leaving nothing without, nothing. The way a whale absorbs the waters in which it swims. And with each exhalation, I spew out the universe, reconstituted, digested but intact, teeming, perfumed, immense, sparkling. The universe depends on my act. It is necessary in the most absolute sense. Without it, the world is empty. Erased, a zero, a blank, drifting forward into entropic death on the exhausted, used dreams of others. I must renew the world, breathe life into it. As I commence creating, I feel my life heighten and collapse at the same time. Within the resonating chamber of my own head, I plunge from mad, surging peaks to desolate valleys in a single instant. I live ecstatically, dismally, all in a world of my own devise. At times, I cannot find myself at all. I seem to disappear. I have no idea why I'm here. Then suddenly a wind from somewhere, I don't know where, chimes the lute of imagination, and I am impelled forward on a sonorous current of light. Once again, I inhabit utterly this universe I weave and perceive. I am a flame, a flame. There is a silvery perfection to this moment, a rapturous imminence, that I can be here spinning this loom of art seems perfect. I am realized, complete. I am doing what I wish, where I wish. I see my past unknotting outward, a faceted construct full of sound and fury, tumbling toward and away from this moment and enfolded by it. I see the rest of the planet and the skies beyond, and the skies beyond these skies, rushing toward me, yet still out of time, like shafts of light, all balanced by the unique fact of this moment, which is now this moment, and now this one, which is a way of seeing, saying that this moment is eternal and is all that is.
Improvisation to you, and you were talking about the kinds of things that you like to do with not just words, but when you compose. Mm. And that's the other side of what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I'm at a loss for words at the moment.
Well, since you're at a loss for words, here's someone who always has something very special to do with words. And Gail, could you tell us a little about the piece you're going to do?
Okay, yeah, this is a song that I wrote a couple years ago for my first solo album, and it's a love song, but with a little different kind of a twist, because the title and direction of it's called Song to Myself, which I realize isn't real usual, but I realize I was, you know, going through some kind of questions and confusions in my life, and I wanted to find the most stable thing in my life, and I realized that was me. That had to be me, you know, and I couldn't, like, lean on other people and other pleasures and things in life. And these words just came pouring out. One night I was looking in the mirror, and these lyrics just came pouring out. A love song to myself, so I'd like this to be true for anyone listening, to all our friends out there. Happy New Year. Get out through thick and thin, as they say. I want you as my friend. You can live.
Chick, what do we got coming up next? I see Andy Simpkins and lots of folks kind of gathering here. What's up?
Mike Garson, my old buddy, piano player, composer, songwriter, excellent musician. Mike is going to lead the band into a piece of his that he wrote, a very beautiful piece. I asked him, I requested if he would play this one. I think Stanley recorded this piece also,
yeah,
didn't he?
I'm doing a different band called Together Again. The vocal version.
The vocal version is Dream of a Lifetime.
Dream of a Lifetime.
It's called Dream of a Lifetime, and Gail's going to do the vocal thing.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to get over by these other keyboards.
All right, Mike. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you were in some heavy things a little earlier, so straight ahead.
Thank you.
sir. Fame of a lifetime. All right. Some swing in there. So, Chick, it's kind of winding down a little bit here. What's coming up next? We've got quite a repertoire to pick from. What have you chosen? Beside the hat.
I think we got one more, you know.
Yeah? Okay.
And try to gather everyone together to play a rendition of my hit tune, Billy.
All right.
So 400 records.
At least.
We're going to do a rendition of Spain with everybody.
Great. Straight ahead. All right.
Olé.
Like Olé. Is the other wrong? Yeah. Tommy Breckline on drum, and Andy Simpkins on bass, and a lot of help over there on the piano. Oh, my goodness, that's there. Not only Mike Gosson on piano, but certainly Joe Farrell and Gail Moran. Say, we'd like to just take a moment to thank Chick for all the good music and just to... say thanks for being a great host. That was great fun.
That was great fun. Thank you, Billy. It's been a pleasure working together with you.
That's been a ball for us. Yeah. And we're delighted. We're going to have to do something else with
I would love to.
Yeah.
I would really love to.
You really have as I said earlier, the studio itself is a very warm, home-like place, and all of that comes out in the music. So it's been a gas.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. Have a great year.
Chick Corea and friends. All right. 1982. It's going to be a great new year. And we started it off with a bang, giving you quite a wide variety of things here on Jazz Alive, as we try to all year long.